a planter in front of it. What?
That's, I believe it's 3 foot.
Okay.
See it?
Well, I'm reading his notice. That's what he has for, so.
But on the plan, it shows 3.1.
Okay, so he can explain that. Okay. And again, he's going straight up, but he's adding front and rear decks with stairways, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You have anything that you want to describe, or do you want Mr. Condoris to describe what the?
I have here for any questions from my staff or.
Okay, Anthony. Solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And state your name and spell your.
Anthony Condoris, C-O-N-D-O-U-R-I-S.
You're still a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
You've testified before this board on many occasions?
Yes.
And will accept his credentials?
Yes, just to rehash some of the things that Mr. Franco said, we are, the variances that we're requesting are to create access to the house. So, and one of the reasons why we have to do the type of story that we do is because we're trying to gain off-street parking underneath the house. So if we were to make a straight run upstairs, which would have improved the setback from where we're proposing, that would block the garage. So that's one reason why we did this switchback stair. We kind of pushed it a little closer to the property line. The rear deck, we're saying that we're extending it, but actually we are bringing the rear deck in to about 3.25 feet. So the rear deck is not continuing at 1.7, it's pushed, we brought it in above 3 feet.
The plan shows 3.3.
Right.
So that's on the side yard? So the side yard, it's 1.16 on the one side, right? Or?
No, it's 1.6 along the house line. And where it comes to the deck, okay, is stepping it into 3.3.
Okay. Step in rear deck to 3.3. Bless you. And the other side is, I think, 6.3 something?
0.35.
That's staying the same? Okay.
Just for your information, the VFE in the zone is 10. We're setting the first floor at elevation 15, which will give us a little bit more than 8 foot ceiling in the garage.
VFE is 10. First floor is what?
First floor is at 15.
Okay. You indicated there's a garage underneath?
That's correct.
And how many off-street parking spaces?
Well, practically it's, because the measurement is still on the block, but you could probably see the parking.
Okay. And that's inside the garage or just under?
I'm sorry, no, it is, I apologize. It is appropriate for two spots.
Okay.
76 feet.
That's the garage.
That's the garage.
Any other cars underneath, or that's it?
No.
Okay.
Currently, the parking is right in front of the house, so this will be that.
On the street or?
No, on the yard.
Okay.
On the yard, yes.
Okay. And it's the front deck that you're adding the switchback stairs to be able to gain access to the garage?
Yes. Like you can see here on this front elevation that the garage doors in the background here, the stairs are pushed away from.
And the rear deck, you beat the rear yard setback, so you're okay, and you've bumped in the deck three so that you have, so it's in from the house just a little bit.
It gives a reason, yes.
Okay.
And just to note, we are locating the air conditioning unit on that rear deck as well.
Okay.
Any board members have any questions on Mr. Condoris? Let me open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that has any questions of this testimony? I guess not. We'll close the public portion. Franco, you have anything else to say at this point? Is there anybody in the public that has any questions of Mr. Franco's testimony or make any comments? Close the public portion. I guess the board, if you have any discussions or other questions or a motion.
If you're betting on the same existing footprint of the as you are, the footprint remains unchanged.
The house itself.
The house itself, you just make crossing it broken stairs.
The stairs are going to
put you in the garage and then parking under the house.
Yes.
And you have a chair around? You have chairs off the back and back.
We do.
So you have to be easy to brush your house.
Yes, sir. You're kind of recessing the deck so they won't brush on the backyard.
Right.
I think they've hit all the points that are important to us. I see nothing wrong with this application.
If you have to raise the home, need an apartment, and it'll be a nice looking house. All the stuff is done.
Does anybody want to make a motion then?
We'll find out by the end of the day.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll make a motion to approve this application.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Yes.
DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Two down.
It did.
Now, this one was postponed before, wasn't it?
Yes.
They asked for a new survey. The board asked for an updated survey.
There were no specs. The survey, the plan, you wanted a current one because you didn't have one.
They did.
Yep. So, Mr.
James and Maureen Arahan? Orahan?
Orahan.
You're up.
Okay.
I think you're at the end of the last meeting, Lawson,
right? So again, board,
Liz, you can.
I'm sorry.
Liz wasn't here, so she could.
Right. Mr. Horahan was here on March 27th, at which time we marked A1 as the jurisdictional packet. A2 was a survey by Seneca dated 5/10/97. Just lost my old everyone. Yeah, here he is. Okay. A3 were plans and elevator, which Mr. Horahan had provided. He had marked things up. A4, 5, and 6 were photos. The board had some concerns because it was an old survey and you couldn't really see the specs on it. And there were no specs on the elevator. They wanted a current survey. So Mr. Horahan has provided what I've marked as A7. A new survey by Ramirez Engineering dated 4/3/18. And yeah, so it's he's asking for an expanded deck and an exterior elevator on the premises. I think I've already indicated it's Block 29, Lot 15, 526 Ocean Avenue, right? Yes. He needs side yard variance where it's existing 5 feet and same proposed. The combined side yard of 15 and they have 8 feet proposed. It's a non-conforming two-family residence, so they're extending that non-conforming use for the addition of the deck and the extension of any previous pre-existing non-conformities. Because they're actually increasing that nonconformity, so that required the use variance approval. So, Mr. Horahan, why don't you tell us about it? It's a two-family home?
Two-family home. The front part, front lower part, is going to pass the front door to have the gas department. Rental and the upstairs collection is access to that's.
Okay. Okay, you're looking to just add a deck, and why don't you just describe in the elevator?
I'm looking to remove the stairs from the second floor, add a vertical lift, and put a 12-by-20 deck on the side of the house, where the stairs used to be. And the drawing show existing, and then I show the proposal. Eliminating the stairs, the outside stairs, and putting a vertical lift there.
When you say vertical lift, you're talking about an elevator or?
Elevator.
Okay.
The piece of equipment.
So the only access to the second floor will be the lift then?
No, there's access in interior.
Oh, interior on the first floor to get to the second floor? Okay. So the steps that were there, he's removing, putting a deck there. This is the steps that go into the first floor, and then there'll be an elevator.
Right.
And the downstairs deck looks like it's 5 foot from the property line already, so you're not increasing that. The new deck will not protrude any further in the side yard setback than the existing deck.
And it conforms, I mean, if you've been down on the, it kind of conforms to everybody's up inside there in terms of having outside that.
It doesn't conform, but it's consistent with what the other neighbors have. And again, you've indicated that it's been a two-family residence since it was built in approximately 1928. Are there other two-family or multifamily homes in your area or in your neighborhood?
There is a 518, it's a two-family home.
Okay, and I'm guessing that's Maureen.
That's Maureen.
Okay, so Maureen, just because you're going to say something, I know. You solemnly swear a testimony you gave and are about to give us the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth. And you're Maureen Horahan? Okay.
There's a two-family in Montana.
Okay.
That elevator is going to be an enclosed elevator or is it an exterior? Outdoor. It's an outdoor. Okay. So that doesn't even affect the setback, right? Because the line he shows is 52.5 to the house, not to the elevator. The elevator is.
If it's open, it's hard to say. Did you give us specs on what that lift is?
Just 6.5.
Did you? Let me just. Are they in here? We should do it.
I can't remember. In the first.
Yeah, I'm just going to look. She can find things much faster than I can.
Because I.
Okay, I'm going to mark A8. Nice, and this is, I'm going to mark two things. A8 is the outdoor elevator. And it just has some specs, the specs for that. It consists of 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. And then A9 is the brochure vertical platform lift. Wait, you want to take it off? That's A9, and I'll walk this around. It's kind of like what the farmer's daughter was at the stairs. For those of us old enough to remember the farmer's daughter. Don't laugh, Bob. I think only Steve and Dave and I can remember that.
Steve, you want to look at the elevators?
I meant Steve Smith, too.
Because he has gray hair? I don't have gray hair.
Yeah, but I know how old you are.
At least not this week.
Better living through chemistry.
This looks good. I don't mind.
I'm not there. Somebody opens the door and walks out. No, there's all kinds of safety requirements, change points, and door locks.
Yeah, you can't open it without it being
there.
Right.
The sole order.
Instructions underneath. The equipment's on the operational equipment's on the top of the unit, so it's out of harm's way in terms of water.
The salt water is going to get it.
Sooner or later.
Gets everything in Seabright.
And the whatever mechanicals that are needed for that, that's all within the unit, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no problems with this application. Does anybody have any questions? Or
no, you
Yeah, I'm not encroaching any worse than it was before. I think
he started to testify also the last time maybe we cut him off that, you know, they live on the second floor and carrying groceries and whatnot up was becoming a burden and that this was a much safer proposal for them. They're still, in the event of a power outage, you still have access to stairways down.
And
but
there's a battery operated as well.
Right. Okay.
Anybody have any questions or make a motion or we open this? We'll open this to the public, but there's nobody in the public, so we'll close the public. We have a roll call.
Cashmore?
Yes.
DeCia?
Yes.
Vice Chairman?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
You can I just have back the elevator stuff so put in the file.
And I'll copy that so you, I'll give it back to you as some.
Yeah, but I marked that. I better put that back in Shaw.
Right, that goes in Shaw.
Congratulations.
Shaw.
It's been approved.
Yay.
We'll do a resume. We'll do the resolution in another week or so, and then, I mean, a couple of weeks, and then you can submit the paperwork to the building department.
Okay. Good luck with it.
Is there any other business before the board this evening?
No. Do you want to, since somebody's here, you want to take a 5-minute exec and I'll just give you an update on Mad Hatter?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Can we shut it off?
No, you can shut that off. Yeah, but first you're going to.
Leave the door.
Yep, but somebody's going to move into executive session to discuss litigation. Thank you, Mr. Knott. Second by Mr. Smith. Okay. Mr. McGinley will grab that door. And yeah, you can turn off the record.
Yeah, I'm inside.